Hey everybody, this is Michael from Maximum Threshold, and I'm here with Satchel and Lexi Fox from the almighty and powerful Steel Panther. How's it going, guys?
Dude, I'm fucking so good right now. Yeah. Just starting to peek on my ecstasy that I took earlier. What about you? You good?
Good. I didn't sleep last night.
That's because you did fucking drugs and party, dude. That's fucking badass.
That's what heavy metal is, and that's why we're bringing heavy metal back.
Yep. So,
with our new record, it's awesome.
I see that you got a Fitbit on. Does that...
Yeah, well, I do.
Does that thing go bananas when you're banging all the groupies or what?
Well, you know what? I turn it off when I bang the groupies because I... Actually, I don't know if you noticed, I have other irons in the fire. Uh-huh. I invented a thing that measures your heart rate, measures your cholesterol. It's for women. Yeah. It measures how many times you get pounded by a penis. It goes on your vagina. It's called a Clitbit. Oh. And these things are... I mean, I haven't really started to put them out there. I've got a couple tests.
Are they still beta Clitbits? Testing them?
Basically, yes.
Okay.
Like, I tested one on a girl last night.
You need to make the shit bit.
I broke it.
In case you go in the back door, like, on the new album.
You know what? That's a fucking good idea. I'm going to borrow that idea.
Okay,
I'm
going to
make a bunch of money on it.
And then I'm going to sue you because I'm Jewish. And that's
fuck.
That's what we do. But we can split profits.
Okay.
But speaking of going in the back door,
let's
talk about the new album for a second.
All right.
Okay. Where can everybody actually buy the album? Maybe buy some merchandise and see your tour dates. And
I know that they can buy our merchandise from us.
Yep, because
they can go see the band at our shows, and they can buy the record where they sell our record.
Yeah, and then they can also buy T-shirts, and they can buy. We have new merch now. You do that, and
we sell drugs after the show too.
Yeah, what kind?
People don't. Whatever.
The all ages shows where we make the most money.
Yeah.
All ages
cocaine,
shows.
The kids is a whole untapped market.
Kids can do so many drugs.
We rip the fuck out.
God, I wish I could do as many drugs as some of these kids these days.
Yeah, they're just young bucks.
They can hold up.
Yeah. When you like run out, do you just like fuck them over and give them like aspirin? Run out of drugs.
Say
you roll into this city and you sold everything in Des Moines. Do you, like,
these kids,
just give them aspirin and some parsley and shit
that?
I don't try to do that because these kids will find you. Yeah. They're fast.
These new phones and technology now, they can track you. That's the kids, and the parents are getting richer and the kids are getting dumber because of all the technology, but they know how to find you.
But they've got a thirst for blood. I've seen people just fucking stab people in the neck now. It's crazy. Just, I don't like you. Just stab
you. And
fucking rip your fucking intestines. Your intestines fall to the fucking floor. You know how hard it is to put your large intestine back where it came from?
Can you...
It's very difficult.
...go into detail? How hard is it?
You know how long you're...
In the same order, too.
Human intestine, if you unravel a large human intestine, it could wrap around the planet more than 9 times.
Like 17 times. The small intestine, because the large intestine is smaller in length, but wider, because that's where all your shit's at. But the small intestine's the bigger.
How do you know where my shit's at?
Well, it's either in you or in the bathroom.
He hasn't eaten all day.
I'm using the royal you.
How do you know where my shit's at?
Using the royal you. I'm like talking anatomy, not you.
You're just talking in general.
Yeah, in general.
Okay, cool. I thought you were talking about my personal shit.
No.
Which I don't even know what happens to that.
Those are, you don't know what he knows.
Been through 3 fucking divorces, and my shit's spread out all over the place.
So your 3 ex-wives actually stake a claim on
it's
your
rough.
Shit.
Don't ever marry somebody. They take our shit. And they will just
spread it out.
You know how they spread it out fucking further than you could stretch your fucking large intestine.
Which ones are the longer? Why do they do that? Why don't they just have it make sense? Make the large ones be the larger ones.
Yeah. I think it's like width-wise, not length. You know, they're going by girth, not...
Nobody knows because it's inside our body.
Yeah, what if you go in the intestine and they're like, hey, I'm the large intestine and they got this wrong and I'm really the small intestine.
Well, who's talking?
How would you be able to fit inside a body anyways? And why would you talk to
them?
Why would you talk to a large intestine?
They did it in a movie a couple of times.
In cartoons, they've seen that happen. But in real life, I've never seen anybody do that.
Anything can happen on cartoons. Anything can talk. Large intestines talk all the time in cartoons.
That's what I'm saying. I saw it working.
It's so cool. And you know what? Most of the time, it's cool because they're kind of friendly. You would think a large intestine would be very scary. And maybe the small intestine would be less intimidating.
Yeah.
But the large intestines, it seemed like they're very happy.
I don't watch cartoons that have body parts in them. Well, you know what? Inside body parts. They gross me out. And especially if they talk, it freaks me out.
Outside body parts? What are you talking about? Like penises?
No, I don't like inside body parts. I love looking at outside body parts.
Outside body parts go into large intestines all the time, especially in cartoons.
Would you consider a pink sock to be an inside body part or an outside? Because it pops out, but it has to be tucked
what
back
do you
in.
I don't even know what that is.
A pink sock is like from like in porn.
A vagina.
When they get fucked in the ass too much.
Oh, that.
And they have to now tuck. We know. I know what you're talking about.
Would you consider that an inside body part or an outside?
It's like an indoor-outdoor swimming pool.
Okay. You know so it could go both ways.
It could go exactly.
Anything goes.
It really depends on the weather. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So let's divulge from all this serious anatomy talk. Let's talk about the new album for a minute. All
right.
So
you already know now where you can buy it.
Yeah, you can buy it at the shows. I'm assuming you guys
can't buy it at our shows.
You might have like some.
We get in trouble doing that. Yeah. And we try to. No, we can't do that.
But you can buy it on the internet.
Yeah, like
and you can steal it on the internet too.
You can buy it.
I don't know why anybody would buy it when you just steal that shit.
Yeah.
But maybe people care about you guys and want to help.
Nobody gives a shit about us.
Would you stop that, Lexi? You sound like
he does. I heard you're the best player in the best bass player in the band. So Michael, Satchel, and Styx love you.
I'm the worst bass player in the band.
Well, you're both.
Yeah,
because you're the only bass player.
You're your own yin and your own yang.
That's kind of cool, huh?
Yeah, I don't know what this last part he said was, but I'd like that you said
you're your own yin and your own yang.
Yeah.
Don't you know what that means?
Nope. That means your own sweet and your own sour.
Oh, that's nice.
That's your own
crunchy and salty.
I like that.
Yeah. Your own up, your own down. Your own north, your own south.
Your own good evil, your own evil.
See what I'm saying?
If people gave a shit about us, we wouldn't be in this grungy dressing room and they put us in a nice palace.
You know what? Why don't you talk to management about that?
Which one?
Which one do you think I'm talking about?
Paul?
Stone Sour's management?
No.
Steel Panther's management.
Paul's gone. He doesn't care about us.
Is that how you ended up with this couch?
Why do you think nobody cares about us all of a sudden?
Because look at this room.
People care about us a lot.
Who cares about us?
Everybody cares about us. I care about you.
Well, I know, I love you too. I'm not talking about what's in the inside the band.
Stop whining like a little fucking bitch. Let's get back to the interview.
Okay, so we want people to buy the album because I know when people buy albums on iTunes, you guys make a huge profit. What is
massive.
It like? Like
massive.
A penny per album.
iTunes takes the first 99.7%.
But that other
split the rest with the record company. So then, out of what's left, the record company will take about 92.7% of that. Then we split the rest with management. Management out of what's left over that. Management takes about, well, standard 80%. Mm-hmm. So we get about 0.007% of the profits.
But, I mean, we buy water.
You get water and you hope that they give you like a deli tray.
We do get free beer at the shows, though. You guys want a beer? Want a fucking beer?
Oh.
Hey, that guy wants a beer. That's my designated drinker.
I think the beer's around here somewhere. Is it in there?
No.
It's water.
Fuck!
Oh, shit.
We are getting jacked by our management.
You're starting to believe now, Sasha.
There you go. So,
this is bullshit.
People think I'm always dumb, but I'm not always dumb.
Not always.
Not always.
We always have an epiphany in a smart moment.
Why are you using all these crazy words?
Because I was reading the dictionary.
Momentary Epiphany. You know we have a song called Momentary Epiphany.
Do you?
You know that?
You didn't know that?
No.
It's on the Best Buy version.
Best Buy. You get it? Oh, you can get it right here at Best Buy.
Oh.
Best Buy. There you go.
That's where you can hear that song.
Where you can get two extra songs, by the way. One of them, which is called Momentary Epiphany. Yes.
Boom. I didn't know that.
And another one that's called Redheaded Stepchild. Uh-huh.
I was a redheaded stepchild. Both of those songs were written for me.
Apply to you, and you should be listening to them right now.
Now I got to stop at Best Buy.
I know. Well, they sold out.
Shit.
That's too bad.
Fuck. Do you guys have... Is there an official website people can find your tour dates and stuff like that, too? Or do they just have to, like, look in the...
Yeah, steelpantherrockstar.com.
Or you can look at the newspapers and see when we're coming.
Nobody fucking reads a newspaper. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, the people like ignore the entertainment like weeklies like that
they
we
do.
Used to all live
they
out of. And
these
stuff.
Kids
That's
these
why
days.
I find out the latest news.
They don't fucking know what they're doing.
Okay, well, your management, who was so kind to give you water,
yes.
as you guys said a minute ago, is telling us we need to wrap this up.
Oh,
so,
God. See how fucked they are.
SteelPantherRocks.com is the official
there
website.
SteelPantherRocks.com. You can buy all your information, and you could see dick pics. Lexi posts dick pics every. Couple hours.
Awesome. So
and just different pictures of his dick. That's what the dick pics.
Different angles, different lighting. Did you do different filters and everything?
Yeah, I mean crazy stuff.
Oh, that's
you wouldn't believe how ugly and how pretty the same dick can look. It's a yin and yang.
Yeah, there
of
you
the
go.
Dick.
Sweet and sour.
You can sweet and sour dick. That's what we call them. Sweet and sour.
Fantastic.
Dick.
So everybody, this is more Lexi and Satchel from Steel Panther. Pick up the new album, Lower the Bar. See them in concert. Bring your wives, your daughters,
yes,
your girlfriends, and your mothers, because they're going to fuck them in their pussies, right?
That's right, with our penises.
With their penises. And then you get an 8x10 glossy from Lexi's
right from my glossy lips.
Gallery.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you, guys.
Good to see you, guys.
Good to see you.
I love you.
Stop this. Can you guys do a...